Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the Bill King Show now on the Cure Hotline. 615-844-5600.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Blake Ruffino every Wednesday right here in this slot. Blake, I'm just going to start it off. Josh is going to get us off our trajectory. Here's his question. Could Ohio State's offense, he said could now, Ohio State's offense be better than LSU's 19 offense with Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Thaddeus Moss, Terrace Marshall, Clyde Edwards-Helaire? I mean, they've got some proving to do if they're better than that group.
Well, Bill, I mean, there are a lot of offenses, you know, that Bama 20 season. I think Ohio State does have a lot of weapons. But is C.J. Stroud going to accumulate 65 touchdowns in the SEC? Yes or no? No, he's not. Okay, so you know, Ohio State to go on the run that LSU did that season, are they going to have half their season where they're facing the top 15 in the country? Because that's what LSU did. So they're going to have to accumulate a lot of touchdowns. Bill, they had 3,000-yard receivers. They had 2 first-round picks at wide receiver. Both of them broke the NFL record in receiving yards in their first. You had Terrace Marshall that, before he was injured, led the country in TD receptions. You had Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and Bill, you had Joe Moore award winning offensive line. People say they weren't that good because it was all Joe Burrow, but Bill, let me tell you something. To all those Rudy Poos who say that O-line wasn't good, Clyde Edwards-Helaire and LSU ran for over 2,500 yards while they passed the Bill for over 5,500. you better bring your lunch pail if you're going to beat that offense. Now, as a team collectively, can teams be, you know, I mean, Bill, wouldn't you love to see 19 LSU versus 21 Georgia? That offense versus that defense? That would have been, that's always the what ifs. But that LSU offense in 19 is special. Now, I will tell you, Bill, they got receivers this year. I mean, Kayshon Boutte's no slouch. So let's see what Brian Kelly can do.
Kayshon Boutte be the number 3 receiver on that 19 team? He wouldn't be 1 or 2, would he?
Bill, I think he'd be number 3 right now.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. I mean, Bill, people forget just how good Jamar Chase was. I mean, he put on a clinic against Stephon Diggs, who led the NFL last year in interceptions. He beat multiple times A.J. Terrell, who was a first-round pick. I mean, Bill, he did it to everybody. And then Oklahoma, if you remember in that Peach Bowl or semi-playoff game, they doubled Jamar Chase and left Justin Jefferson wide open, and he scored 4 touchdowns. Bill, who are you going to stop? By the way, they didn't have Clyde Edwards-Helaire in that game. They saw that LSU couldn't run. Bill, they ran for over 150 yards without their leading back. So, I think, Bill, he would be 3rd. And what's even crazy is, Bill, what do you do with Terrace Marshall? I mean, he had over 10 touchdowns, and he didn't even play the entire season. That offense was stacked. You got to give it to him. You got to give it. Bill, there's one thing you got to give Edwards wrong. Come on, that offense was stacked.
Not only that, but they had as good-looking, LSU did, a freshman corner in Derek Stingley as you're going to see that year.
Bill, you do know that although they had 15 draft picks in that year after 19, they still had freshmen and sophomores that were playing that just got drafted this year.
Right.
So of that team, Bill, there's only one player, one starter, that did not get drafted. Think about that for just a minute. Only one. And then he signed with the Saints in free agency. So you legitimately, and Bill, it's not as if those guys aren't playing. That entire offense, besides two, are starters in the NFL right now. Starters, not role players, starters. I mean, that, you got, again, you know, we get on Orgeron a lot, and I do as well. But one thing Ed was really good at is evaluating talent and bringing in kids from in-state. And that's what happened. Bill, every kid outside of Joe was from that state, from this state. Every one of them.
It's amazing. Blake Ruffino with us. Miles Brennan, he was not going to be the starter regardless, but I'm a little sad for the kid. He's giving it up. He realizes he's not going to get the reps, probably any reps this year. What happened there? Was it a conversation, or when did he come to terms with this?
Yeah, Bill, so last Thursday, we were invited by Brian Kelly to watch the entire practice and the scrimmage. And, Bill, they gave him every opportunity. They gave him – Garrett Nussmeier was out with a little, small, little injury. They just held him out for precaution reasons, which gave Miles Brennan reps with the first team, along with Jaden Daniels. And, Bill, after the first two series, he didn't get much more. He doesn't have zip on his fastball. He was making slow reads. He was getting sacked. Offense couldn't get going. And Bill, unless it's a go route, unless it's a nine route, he's not hitting it. You know, and so I understand he had two freak injuries. And Bill, for the last two seasons, this has been something that we've talked about ad nauseum with him because a lot of fans wanted him to start. But, Bill, I understand that he had two freak injuries and breaking his arm, and then he should have had surgery on his abdominal muscle, which, Bill, they've never seen before, and with the name of surgery after him. And I understand when you have those freak injuries, it's not necessarily football-related, but, Bill, injuries are still injuries, right? And so he just didn't have it. And that's not a knock at him. It's just the reality. So he has two, and really, Bill, three quarterbacks that are better than him on this roster right now. And I think that he just saw the writing on the wall, and kudos to Brian Kelly for telling him, look, man, you're not going to play. Now, Bill, there's parts of me that, you know, that, and I don't want to critique him and criticize him, but, Bill, when the going got tough, he wasn't there. And, you know, I think that this is kind of some of the things that Brian Kelly will do with LSU that Ed Orgeron would not. He wouldn't have let Miles Brennan go. He would have told him that he's in the race and, you know, just battle it out. And, you know, but he moves on. So, I mean, Bill, come on. When you brought Jaden Daniels in, and I know it's something that we got criticized a lot for in the beginning, Bill, when you bring that young man in, I mean, the writing should have already been on the wall. I mean, actions always speak louder than words.
Blake Ruffino with us. From your observation, any absolutes that you concluded by watching that scrimmage?
They're big on both lines of scrimmage. Bill, they're pretty massive. That D-line is massive. Their shortest dude on the D-line is 6'5". I mean, they are, again, got to give Orgeron credit. He recruited that D-line, and they are really good. I will say this, Bill. The biggest jump out to me is two players offensively and one defensively. Malik Nabers, the wide receiver, has not been stopped. And Jaden Daniels has looked really good. Bill, I think that Brian Kelly has worked with him a lot on his footwork, which has helped him in the intermediate passing game. Bill, if he has a day-to-day in this scrimmage today like he did last week, Bill, he's going to separate himself to be the starting quarterback. Now, let's see what he does today. But if he does it again, Bill, we talked him going 10 for 12 for 99 yards, and he ran for another 40. I mean, they couldn't stop him. Defensively, Frank Wilson was the head coach at McNeese. a season ago, Magny State, FCS school here. He comes back to LSU. He brings over Kobe Richardson, Bill, who's a graduate transfer, and that young man, at least last week, has started making a name for himself as a potential starter running with the ones, because last week he shut down Kayshon Boutte. Bill, Kayshon didn't have a catch on him. So that's what we're kind of monitoring. I want to see the running game get going, and I know Brian Kelly was pretty frustrated with the running game last week. I know that they put an emphasis on it this week during practice, so let's see what they do today. I know that's something him and Denbrock want to get moving.
Ken down in Georgia, has Denbrock named his five-man offensive line yet?
Yeah, Bill, it's been the same. True freshman, five-star Will Campbell at left tackle, Tremont Shorts at left guard, Garrett Dellinger at center, Miles Frazier, the freshman All-American at right guard, and Anthony Bradford at right tackle. Bill, that's another line that is very big, and I got to give it to him. That really good defensive line, Bill, in the interior with Mason Smith and Jaqueline Roy, they shut them down last week, and they did get some push on the offensive line. But, Bill, I think from a talent aspect, not experience, a talent aspect, this crew that they have this year is much better than the one they had a season ago.
Frankly, you want the defense to be ahead right now. If you have to critique one versus the other, if your defense is getting killed in camp, that's not good.
Yeah, Bill, the only thing that they got quote-unquote killed in is when Jaden went through his progressions, 1, 2, 3, and they were doing a lot of play action and giving him some reads. Bill, when it wasn't there and he would take off, that's the only place that they struggled. Now, that worries me. It really does worry me. But Bill, I tell you, Jane Daniels caught 21 miles an hour in that scrimmage, running. Bill, that's moving, you know? And so, I mean, again, I get that he hasn't played in the SEC, but, Bill, speed's not something that, speed's everywhere. If he's going to be able to, he can run away from a lot of people running 21 miles an hour. So he needs to get down. He needs to protect himself. But, Bill, he's put on probably 15 pounds since his spring. You know, and so let's see what happens today. But James did a really, really good job last week, Bill. You got to give it to him. Nobody can walk out of what we saw last week and say that he wasn't really stellar, especially in the intermediate passing game. He kind of blew me away with it a little bit.
Tell everybody, but there's the music. 15 seconds on Jordan Matthews committing to Tennessee.
Long, rangy corner, a legacy kid that dad playing the NFL can play. Bill, they got a steal there. Absolute steal.
Tell everybody how they can get your shows.
AYS Sports across the board. Go to the forum, AYSSnetwork.com. Subscribe today, $7 a month. Put some recruiting tidbits in. Bill, this isn't stopping. So we'll be out to scrimmage today for a recap.
All right, man. See you next week.
See you, Bill. Go Tigers.
Blake Ruffino. Packed a bunch in there, didn't we? All right, we're clear. We're clear the rest of the way. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Building pretty good now on 40 East coming out of Dixon County all the way up through Kingston Springs. They're working a wreck 40 westbound near Stewart's Ferry Pike, 8th and Korean Veterans Boulevard. Two cars are involved there. It's a little slow. 24 westbound trying to get up through the Hickory Hollow area. You got all that traffic coming in from Rutherford County. Hey, Ripley's is hiring for all 10 attractions. Great pay and perks involved. Check them out online at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
It's a scorcher out there, but we've got tips that'll keep you chilling this August. Tip number one, keep your AC in peak condition. Tip number two, drink lots of fluids. Tip number three, go for refreshing top prizes up to a cool million by playing all new August Insta games from the Tennessee Lottery. All of these exhilarating games can lead to cold hard cash. So head to the shade of your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer and enjoy some game-changing fun today.
Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
From scholarship and grant programs to providing students with the qualifications and certifications they need to start their professional careers, the Tennessee Lottery has awarded more than $6.5 billion in funding to education programs, and we're proud to play our part. See for yourself how all of the fun of the Tennessee Lottery goes to supporting someone's future and a brighter tomorrow at tnlottery.com.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
Yeah, Blake's good, man. Anytime you get that hypothetical, what about this team this year compared to this other team this other year? Anytime you have that, you're going to have differing opinions, which is fantastic. I don't expect everybody to agree with it, but, I mean, that 19 LSU team. And Topwater Assessors says, Bill, don't forget about the prior Clemson team. Beat the Death Star handily. Had the Death Star beat at halftime. What about that team, Bill? With Pretty Boy as what? A true freshman that year. I mean, there's lots. What about that 95 Nebraska team? I mean, again, that's an endless debate. I don't mind it. It's just, whatever side you're on, you're not going to draw a consensus unless you're all the same fan base. Then that's the case, but we've got a lot of diversity here with fan bases. Adam, who'd you say we have here? Bob in Kentucky, I believe. All right. Bob, are you there?
I'm still here, Bill. How you doing today?
Yeah, thanks for hanging in there, buddy. How you doing, man?
Doing well. I just wanted to give you my 2 cents worth on the Stoops and Calipari issues down here.
Yes, let's have it.
Okay. I've lived in Kentucky for 30 years. I graduated from the place, but I'm probably the biggest Kentucky fan you got living in Council Bluffs. So I can take it or leave it. But Calipari this year, I checked his roster, has one kid on his roster from the state of Kentucky. The kid's a senior this year. He scored his first basket last year as a junior against High Point and has a career total of less than 20 points. And considering all the flooding and the tornadoes and stuff that has hit our state, I think Calipari's picking a bad time to yell, bless my heart, I need to improve on my $30 million practice facility.
It's a very good point. And I think everybody's siding with Stoops on this one. I really, it's a basketball school, and everybody's siding with Stoops here. I didn't even think about that. But, yeah, now's not the time to claim poverty when you're Cal, right?
Correct. Now, on the Stoops issue, three of his first five games this year is against Youngstown, Miami of Ohio, and Northern Illinois. Now, if you're going to play somebody out of a non-Power 5 school that's in the back of five, why not bring in Western Kentucky and play them, keep that money in the state? And also looking in, he's yelling, I play in the SEC. This year he's not playing Alabama, he's not playing LSU, and he's not playing Auburn. He's playing four games on the road. He ought to win 10 games.
Oh, by the way, just quickly, since you're an official, do you guys start Friday night too?
I'm starting Thursday night. We are so short of officials in our state, we're having to move some varsity games to Thursday nights.
Now, I remember that in the past. That's still a problem.
Oh, nationwide. It's still a big problem.
Now, why? Now that nobody's thinking about COVID, why is this?
It's a lot of the officials are getting older, and they're retiring, and the new officials don't want to come in and pay the price that you have to pay to be a varsity official. If I walk in this year and I say, I want to be a brand new football official, I can't wait to do it. I'm spending close to $200 on equipment to get on the field. I'm having to join the state. I'm having to pay dues to a local association. And I'm only going to see junior high, freshman games, and maybe a couple JV games for my first 2 years before I'm qualified to get on a varsity field. A lot of folks don't want to put in that dedication to it, and then they don't want to put up with all the yelling and the fanning and the coaches and the junk that goes with being an official also.
Are the coaches or the fans tougher when it comes to the commotion?
Well, if you're on the football field, I don't notice the fans.
Right.
They're so far away, I just don't notice the fans. And the coaches don't complain a whole lot. You know, they complain enough, you throw a flag on them. They complain more than that, you throw a second flag, and then they're not there. So I don't have a whole lot of trouble with the coaches.
Right. But you're saying some just can't handle all that.
Yeah, a lot of the new guys, they don't want to handle that, and they can't handle it. Bless his heart, I had a guy last year on the field for the first time in his life on a Friday night varsity game. And he had an inadvertent whistle on me. He had a dead ball foul that he let go. And I tried to coach him up a little bit, and he never came back.
You told me about that. Dude, that was his last. he probably got intimidated by that, I'm thinking, and got his feelings hurt.
And I'm a nice guy. There's a lot of officials that would have just peeled paint in the locker room on him.
Right.
So, you know, so there's a shortage of officials in softball, baseball umpires. Games are having to get canceled. There's a shortage of volleyball referees. There's just a shortage of officials. And it's nationwide. You could Google search it and see. We're probably down 20-25% over the last 10 years.
And like you mentioned, that's everywhere. That's coast to coast.
That's everywhere, nationwide.
Wow. What's the answer?
Games are going to be canceled. Until you can get the young kids that are interested that want to get into it, you're going to have problems. But, you know, the pay's starting to get a little bit better. We recruit all the time. We talk to people all the time. I've got two rookies this year in our association. One's 45 and one's 50. Well, I'm glad they've got an interest, but, you know, I've got a 40-year career. They're not going to have a 15-year career probably.
So you're saying that we could get to the point someday where games don't get played because of this?
Well, that's at that point right now at the freshman level and some of the JV level. I got into it by taking an officiating class when I was in college. And I had a great teacher, a guy who was a Big Ten official, and I took an interest, and it was cheaper to get in back in the day. He let me borrow some of his equipment, and I was able to get on the field a couple of times my first year. And then my first year of varsity, what I did is I dressed out with a crew. I went with them every Friday night. I hung out with a chain crew, and I watched and I learned. I went to class every Friday night during football season. But that's time away, and I wasn't getting paid money-wise. And some people don't understand. Sometimes that's what it takes. and they're not willing to put in the time and the effort.
Right.
It's like, you know, a new radio guy who wants to be a radio announcer, but he thinks he needs to be on the Bill King show and do the whole show the first day. But it's not going to happen.
Who's the best player you've seen play officiating?
I saw Micah Johnson. He's playing with the Hamilton Tiger Cats right now. He played at Kentucky. He is a linebacker. Played at Fort Campbell High School. I saw Austin Collinsworth, Chris Collinsworth's son, in a state championship game one day. That was pretty cool. There's a kid from Owensboro who ended up going to the Pro Bowl, played for the New York Jets. I couldn't tell you his name. But you see, you know, the super, super guys every once in a great while.
What about the big back? I don't know if you were officiating in the early 80s. That was out of KD's, Kentucky. What was that big kid's name? About 230?
Oh, man, I could have told you if they hadn't asked me.
I know. And he was right after Herschel Walker and Bo and all them. He had a good career. He wasn't a superstar, but he had a good career.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he sure did. You see him every once in a while down here.
Do you think, when you're going to officiate a game, do you check to see if there are any prospects in that game, or do you have to just completely forget about that?
I forget about that completely. I just go in, I call our game. And, you know, we're fans, though. We kind of have an idea who we're going to see.
Right.
But, you know, you got to take care of your business and take care of the game on Friday night. We don't get to recruit. But, you know, we're fans. We know if we're going to have a running clock that night a lot of times.
Right.
I mean, you know, the number four team in the state playing the last place team in the state, well, you know what you're going to get.
That's
but,
amazing.
You know, those are still big games to those kids. Every game to high school kids is Super Bowl because he's not going to get a whole lot of them after high school. And you better treat it that way. Those kids deserve that. The coaches deserve that. Those kids are working just as hard. They just may not be as talented, but they're working hard, and it means a lot to them. It means a lot to their parents. It means a lot to their community. So you better treat it as such.
You got Thursday and Friday night then, right?
Yeah, sure do. And you're asking, Illinois starts next week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
So it is getting wrapped up and getting going around here, so we're glad to do it. We're done with scrimmage games, we're done with preseason, and we're ready to put the foot to the ball, as you would say.
Bob, I appreciate it, man. A lot of wisdom there. Appreciate the info.
Okay, take care, man.
That's good stuff, y'all. Yeah, Bob has been a friend of this show. Philip Whiteside, who's also a good friend, he officiates here. And I've seen him through the years. He'll send me a text during the show from time to time. But I don't know if he was able to listen to that, but I'd like to get his feedback on what we were just talking about there. Clyde up in Detroit. Hey, Billy, is going to a wedding in week zero a no-go? Yes. It's even though there's really not a game that I find real interesting there. I'm trying not to be rude. I'm just being up front. It still desecrates the sport. Yes. Yes, you cannot make exceptions. If you make exceptions, then it crushes the rule. It cheapens it. So, yes, you cannot. Week zero is not the answer to, okay, maybe I go because I'm not really missing anything. You wouldn't be missing anything, but you're still blaspheming the sport. Is blaspheming a thing? Can you say that? Rich up in New Jersey. Checking in. Good morning, Rich. Says, New Jersey is trying this idea to try and lower the initial cost for officials. And here's an advertisement, or as some say, an advertisement, depending on how you do it. Become a high school official. Our state needs more officials in every sport. Registration now open. New Jersey SIAA certified officials eligible for a $300 rebate. Rebate. Now, again, I don't know what it costs up there, but that sounds pretty good as an inducement there. No fan of the 863, who sent some really good spices, and we've been using them. Named Everglade. Everglade spices. They were good. If LSU beats Florida State, he asks, in a close game, will BK threaten to kill his team again? No. I don't think. Brian, actually, the thing about Brian Kelly is his explosions from the past have stayed with him, and if you think about it, he really hasn't had those moments in quite a few years. I really think, and you folks won't remember it, I remember on the sidelines at Cincinnati, when he was the Cincinnati coach, they're playing Pittsburgh. I think it was his last game for Cincinnati before he took the Notre Dame job. Late season game, lots of scoring. That Cincinnati team was undefeated. And I remember he was in a constant, in-your-face battle with an assistant coach the entire game. Almost every play, they would look at each other and just start screaming. So I think it actually was worse at Cincinnati than Notre Dame, but all of you remember Notre Dame, obviously. And I forget who that coach was. They're not together anymore, but I don't think that coach even came with him to Notre Dame. I can't remember who he was, but this was a constant. I mean, it could be a good play. It could be a very positive team Cincinnati play, and they would look at each other and just start in each other's face. I don't know that I've ever seen that before. But he's not like that. I haven't seen that happen. Now, didn't he, couple of years ago, you Irish fans, didn't he get on to one of his assistants and it involved hands, like grabbing the shirt or something, or pushing a guy or something? Didn't that happen a couple of years ago? I know there was one. No, dude can get heated. There's no defending that, but I don't think that happens all that much with him anymore. It did, though, and that's what everybody remembers. He's got that Boston temper, man. He's just temperamental, dude. Irish temper. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. A couple of wrecks getting some attention out here. One's got traffic really slow. It's 24 eastbound at Whites Creek Pike up in the Jolton area. You got all the traffic coming in behind it there from Clarksville, Montgomery County. I'm still looking at this wreck block in the left lane. 65 southbound at Harding Place. As you head down south of town, down towards Brentwood, you'll see this crash. 65 south at Harding Place. With the huge demand for dental assistants, Dental Staff School can train you, help you get a job as a dental assistant. Google Dental Staff School. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you tired of your current vehicle? Maybe looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? Hey guys, it's Zach. Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is the best choice for your vehicle needs. Located at 1550 Galton Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are taken care of. I should know because I've seen it firsthand. Every vehicle I've purchased has been from Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, and I love the entire process. Now, I don't want you to forget about their award-winning parts and service department. It has everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com. They're open there 24/7, 365 days a year, or give them a call at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Greg Pope back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, now also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Reward yourself for surviving Nashville traffic with fresh, locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods all day long. And free Wi-Fi so you don't have to work from home. Number one in customer service. You made it through the traffic. Reward yourself with a perfect pick-me-up at Bongo Java. Fresh coffee, delicious treats, great atmosphere. Open 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. daily. Bongo Java at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny, high near 86. Mostly clear tonight, low around 62. Sunny tomorrow, high near 87. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low around 67. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
I get a couple of calls here, see what's happening. Tomorrow, now, I don't have guesting yet. I have not thought out tomorrow. I have not schemed. I've not game planned Thursday yet. A lot of times we won't have a guest, and that's fine. I do want to get a couple of reports, even though practice reports to me are not that relevant because there's very little access. Now, Blake's going to get to see two scrimmages. That's relevant through his eyes, right? I like that stuff, but a lot of these places you don't get access. Maybe Kiff opened it up this last weekend. And Evie was telling me about it. But most places don't. That's why I'm very cautious with that kind of stuff. Joe has dialed us up this morning. Good morning, sir. Welcome in.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. Big Notre Dame fan. And you were right. You know, Kelly obviously had that big blow up when he first got there, when his face turned purple against USF. But, yeah, he got physical with the I think he was an analyst, David Grimes, a former player. It was in the Temple game at Lincoln Financial, and it got a lot of run on. It was the ABC primetime game. Game day was there. It was, you know, Temple's best team. And, yeah, things weren't going well for the Irish, and he lost it. He pushed them. He was, you know, as Notre Dame Nation knows, he was a bit of a hothead. And so, you know, I think we're going to miss him a little more than anyone wants to give credit for. He won the games he was supposed to. He did the CEO thing, but, you know, he wasn't warm and cuddly to sort of embrace the Notre Dame ethos that Holtz did, and even Weiss and Willingham did. And, you know, they didn't win, and I'm more than happy to have a guy who wins and isn't warm and cuddly, but I think with Freeman, he's sort of the best of both worlds. And it's a mutual split where we're both happy where we both ended up.
Yeah, that was the Temple game where Temple was highly rated, and Matt Rhule was still there, if I recall.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of those years where who would have thought that Notre Dame Temple would be the ABC primetime game?
Did I lose you, Joe?
Great game, and that
somehow
Fuller to win there. The guy, I don't think Kelly was really feeling that stress because he lost it a few times on the sideline there.
And that UCF game is the game that you're referring to. That was year one, right, where they took the initial kickoff, drove it all the way down to about the one, and then fumbled.
It went the other way. USF, and it was
USF.
Kelly's second year. And if you recall, his first year, Tommy Reese came in Had an awesome second half of the season. They beat a top 15 Utah team, beat USC for the first time in forever, and killed Miami in a bowl game. Everyone's feeling good. They get USF. Their first four plays go right down the field, and Jonas Gray fumbles the ball on the 1 yard line. USF takes it all the way back, and there was two lightning delays in the game. It was 100 degrees. I think Notre Dame had 5 turnovers. It was, you know, Bill Connelly does that advanced analytics stuff, and I think he said that was the most improbable win based on post-game stats since he's been doing it. It was just a cluster of everything that could go wrong did go wrong. And yeah, and that's the thing. You know, Kelly, definitely a hothead, but it's amazing how long that game 11 years ago now has stuck with him, that meme of him losing his mind on, I think it was DJ Jones coming off the sideline. But yeah, that was one for the books. And then the following week was when Michigan, Denard Robinson, had that deep ball to win in the final 2 seconds. So it was, a hell of a way to start off the 2011 season there.
And they started that year with Dane Chris was the quarterback, right? Until he got pulled or hurt or whatever.
Exactly. Chris was the first. I mean, Chris was, you know, five-star stud, and he had injury issues in while he was in school. But yeah, he and Tommy battled it out in camp that year. And Chris, I think because he was such a highly rated recruit, he wanted out. You know, he's a stud, 6'4". He looked like the Notre Dame quarterback, but after the first half of just awful play, he got yanked, and Tommy took over, and pretty much he was off and on the quarterback for the next 3 years, and Chris never lived up to the billing, to tell you the truth. So, there's been a lot of talented Notre Dame quarterbacks who probably wish, who are physically talented, but if they had Reese's mindset and ability to diagnose a defense pre-snap, they would be, they'd be far more successful.
Joe, where are you at? Where are you calling from?
So I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Yeah. No, but, Bill, love the show, and, I appreciate the time.
Yeah, man, appreciate you calling. Thank you. Good stuff there. Shannon, speaking of this, in South Bend, says, Bill, have you seen this? Rutgers is selling season tickets or tickets to Rutgers games at Costco. Said, I had no idea this was an option. And it's a display in, I guess, a New Jersey Costco where you can go ahead and get tickets. Let me see. Save up to 38%, $99.99. Don't do that to my guy, Shiano. Just because Vol Nation fired him, got him unhired. Jim and Ramsey already has his tickets. He's not going to Costco to get these. I can promise you that. I know this. Armageddon, what's up? We'll bring you in here before the break. How you doing, sir?
Greetings from 4110 Hillsborough Road, Bill.
There you go. All right. Tell everybody hello.
Bill, I've gotten this thing totally screwed up on this. So I thought that at Oklahoma State, originally, that Mike Gundy had resigned.
No. Then his brother, Cale Gundy.
Brother. What's that?
His brother, Cale Gundy.
Yeah. Can I hold through the break?
Yeah. Okay? Yeah, just hang tight. Yeah, hang tight. Music, and we'll straighten him up on the Gundy family. The difference between the mullet and his brother. And the schools they're at. Two different schools, too. They play a game called Bedlam, which will end in a couple of years, probably.
Good morning. A couple of wrecks getting some attention out here. One's got traffic really slow. It's 24 eastbound at White's Creek Pike up in the Jolton area. You got all that traffic coming in behind it there from Clarksville, Montgomery County. I'm still looking at this wreck block in the left lane. 65 southbound at Harding Place. As you head down south of town, down towards Brentwood, you'll see this crash. 65 south at Harding Place. With the huge demand for dental assistants, Dental Staff School can train you, help you get a job as a dental assistant. Google Dental Staff School. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer with anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to go check out my amazing friends over at Bite Dentistry. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivos method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. What's great about the Vivos methods is that it's provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called Guard Lab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by professional football players. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301, Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. And follow them on social media and online at ByteDDS.com. Again, that's ByteDDS.com.
Whether it's getting your day started with a clear mind, taking the edge off after a busy day, or hitting the reset button at night, Cure helps us be our most productive selves. Completely organic and free of THC, pesticides, and heavy metals, Cure focuses on specific need states with great-tasting CBD products designed to help you focus, chill, and sleep. And that is exactly what the Cure brand products are named. Focus, chill, and sleep. Now available at select MAPCO locations. Visit thecurebrand.com to learn more and follow them on social media.
Realtors abide by a code of ethics. This is Article 9 in action. Beth, a first-time homebuyer, knew nothing about the home buying process, except that she wanted to buy a home. But her realtor had the expertise to make sure Beth understood every document, even giving her copies to review with her lawyer so Beth could close on her first home with confidence. Complicated things explained in simple terms. The difference between an agent and a realtor is real. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Nashville Sports Radio is hitting the road. Join the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show the first Friday of every month as they broadcast live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Check out the WNSR calendar for the dates and be there as Nashville Sports Radio hits the road the first Friday of every month.
Come be part of the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. On the air and everywhere with Nashville Sports Radio.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
All right, let's bring Armageddon back in here. Let me give you the quick update. And I mentioned that you probably just weren't able to hear the show. Mike Gundy is the head coach at Oklahoma State. He's been the head coach. He played there. He was a star quarterback there. He's the best head coach they've ever had in their history in Stillwater. His brother, Cale, quarterbacked Oklahoma many years ago and had been on that staff for about 25 years before that night he got unhired. Are you there? Armageddon.
I'm here.
Okay. So that's the Cliff Notes.
So it's his brother, Cale, and he is a position coach in Oklahoma. Is that correct?
Wide receiver coach, yes.
Okay, so now I finally got this straight, Bill. You know, sometimes, you know, I can be a little slow on understanding things, if you know what I mean.
I should. Let me rephrase that. He was the wide receiver coach. He's not anymore.
Okay. I mean, the only reason why I was interested in it, I guess, from the beginning is because my boy DeMace, you know, is the coordinator at Oklahoma State right now. So correct. That was kind of what raised my curiosity. Bill, have you ever seen a time when gasoline in a major city, which Nashville has become, let's say greater Nashville, I've never seen a time where gasoline, the price of gasoline per gallon, varied so much. We've got it as low as $3.12 out in Hermitage, and I kid you not, Bill, over in the hood on Trinity Lane, Brick Church Pike area, you know, you might need a pistol over there late at night, but their gas, $3.85.
Yeah. Now, it's always fluctuated,
even when it was low, between, let's say, Belle Meade and Fairview. I'm just a random. That's not unusual. I saw it. Now, the cheapest I've seen it here, the other day I saw it for like $340 in Wilco,
okay.
which is cheaper for sure, and all the way up to about $4.
Yeah, I've just never seen it, you know, separated, you know, that much. That's those two totals I just gave you, you know, 73 cents.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Kind of crazy, you know, for the same greater metropolitan area. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yep.
But anyway, Bill, we've got a little football weather right now, Bill. It's a little cooler, you know, than normal. It's a little foggy this morning. So I think that's a sign that football's on the way, Bill.
I hope so. I'm sure we're going to have a lot more warm upticks before. But I'd be, look, if it cooled down and got unusually cool earlier this year, I'd be good for it. I'd be all right with that.
Because some of these kickoffs, Bill, some of these places, like take, for instance, the Florida-Utah game week one. I don't know if that's a night game or not, but, you know, down there in the swamp, you know, it's probably going to be pretty muggy first Saturday in September.
Correct. That will be interesting.
It'll be interesting to see, Bill, how that affects the Utes, because I don't think they're really used to the heat.
That kind of heat. By the way, it's a night game. It's scheduled to kick off at 6.
Yeah, everybody's
still going to be hot.
Yeah, everybody will have a chance to get good and tanked up, Bill.
There you go. All right, bud. Be safe out there.
Have a fabulous Wednesday.
Appreciate the call. Adam, did you say we have anybody else to get to here? Maybe not. I thought that was about it. All right, we're about to wrap up this hour on this Wednesday edition. No guesting. We are free. I'm telling you, folks, any which way we want to go, we can go the rest of the way. A bunch of stuff here on Twitter I do need to get to as well. Josh is throwing out an... Oh, by the way, Al Baker is the one from KD's. It's spelled C-A-D-I-Z, but it's pronounced KD's, Kentucky. He came out, Al Baker would have been what, about 85-ish, meaning the year 1985. Saw him play in an All-Star. I saw him play in the Kentucky-Tennessee All-Star game. And here is a story about him. What year would that? Maybe he was a little after 85. I was guessing 85. Gatorade Football Player of the Year in 1985. Wrapped up a career that saw him run for 5,396 yards between 81 and 85 in high school. And ran a 10.46 100 meters. No. Ran a 10.7. Sorry. Which is still... And he weighed about 225. And this is right after Eric Dickerson, Herschel Walker, Bo Jackson, Marcus Dupree, that whole run of players. Just ungodly talent. Merle Campbell a little bit before that. Anyways, so coming out of Kentucky, he was that same, you know, all of those little bit different body types, but all 220 and up. With speed and size and versatility and peripheral vision and all those things you need. And he was a good back. He was not a dominant. In college, he was a solid to good back. Wasn't anywhere near in those names that I just mentioned. But I remember him. Remember studying him. Yeah, Al Baker. KD's, Kentucky. All right, hour three coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.